Numbers 28. Well, here we've got the commands about the daily continual burnt offerings that were to be offered every morning and every evening. The commands about those continual burnt offerings are repeated more frequently and in more detail in the Law of Moses than the commands about any other offering. It's as if that is what God wanted more than anything, the regular sacrifices. And it's as if he perceives the likely tendency of Israel to sort of forget them, and instead to focus on occasional special sacrifices at the times of the feasts, and to disregard the fact that he wants the small things regularly and daily. And it's continually stressed in all these commands about these continual burnt offerings that they were a pleasant aroma to me. And so, of course, you take the lesson that spirituality is about daily discipline. It's not so much about occasional acts of devotion. It's about starting every day and finishing every day right. If you start the day in the right gear, you're likely to go through it in the right gear. So, have your quiet time in the morning. Set your alarm clock early. I know that it's not easy when you've got children to look after, when you've got crying babies, and when you've got to go to work, and all that sort of stuff. I've been through that school, as it were. And yet, all the same, it is this daily discipline which is what God is looking for. And, of course, we tend to not want daily discipline. We tend to think, well, I shall be okay, or I can make it up. This is just how we are wired to think like that. Start every day with the whole concept of I'm here to sacrifice. I'm here to give. That's why I'm in this world, not to get, but to give. Start with prayer on your knees. Start with Bible reading. Close the day in the same way. This is the way to go. This is our equivalent of these regular, continual burnt offerings. And yet our tendency is to think, for example, you take Bible reading, that, well, yeah, okay, you know, I will go to a Bible class once a week at the church, at the ecclesia, or I shall go to a Bible school, a vacation Bible school, once a year, a couple of times a year, even. And sure, we are listening to Bible talks, you know, we get like 4 or 5 a day, and I love them. Yeah, that's all good stuff. But the essence is you personally before God. Now, there is a strange little comment in Amos 5 where God says, "Did you offer to me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness for 40 years, O house of Israel?" And that is intentionally ambiguous. He could mean, "You didn't do that, did you? You didn't do the little things." Or he could be saying, "Yeah, you did all that, but did you really do it?" And both ways we can take a lesson. They perhaps didn't do those daily offerings, and therefore, well, they thought they could get away with a few biggies, a few, you know, spectacular acts of devotion at the Passover and a few other feasts, etc., although it seems they didn't really keep them either. Or it could mean that, sure, you did it. You did your daily burnt offerings, but you didn't really. Because you did it on autopilot, you got someone else to do it for you, you just did it, as it were, as tradition, and that's it. Now, of course, that is also our danger, that you can slip into automatisms, that is just doing things on autopilot. Sure, right, I must start the day, I must finish the day with the Bible reading. And you read sort of, yeah, I know this, I've read this before, and the words slip over your mind and you shut the Bible or close your screen or whatever and think, well, yeah, well, I did it. Okay, now what's to be gotten on with now? The same with prayer. We surely have all caught ourselves trotting out the same phrases, the same hackneyed little half sentences, and have we really prayed? Elijah prayed in his prayer, James observes, as if there is prayer and there is the real prayer that goes on beneath the shell, as it were, of it. time and again, when they are told the various legislations about the big offerings, the feasts, it is emphasized, and don't forget the continual burnt offerings. This is our problem, that we tend to think that, well, yeah, I can just make the occasional thing now and again. For example, I donated a bit of money to that good cause. Right, I'm sort of freed up from my obligation, for example, to pray or to read or to meditate, to have quiet time with the Lord, because I did the spectacular thing or the larger thing. And we just got to be aware of this. Now, they were told, verse 4, to offer one lamb in the morning and the other at the evening. And I think this was in the spirit of the Passover. Now, the lambs were to be a year old, just the same age as the lambs at the Passover. I think the idea is that they were to live constantly in the spirit of the Passover deliverance. They want to not forget it. Every day was a Passover deliverance. That's the idea. And you see this in verse 8 again. The other lamb you shall offer at evening, literally between the two evenings. This is the same phrase out of Exodus 12 about the Passover legislation. This idea that I have been redeemed and I shall celebrate it, that's the spirit that we've got to live in daily. It's rather like thinking that, well, I go to the breaking of bread at the church, at the ecclesia, I have broken bread, I'm all good. Well, yeah, but we are to live in that spirit all the time. You notice here that they were to offer flour and also a drink offering of strong drink, verse 7. They were to effectively offer bread and wine every day with these animals that were sacrificed. And again, this, I'm sure, looks forward in some way to the breaking of bread, that we are to understand that this spirit of what we do on a Sunday or whenever we do it is in fact to continue in daily life. This is the spirit of life, that we don't remember Jesus once a week. We live our whole lives under the shadow, the glorious shadow, of the fact that the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. We live life in the spirit of the cross. And as I say, we come back to Amos 5 again. Did Israel really do this in the wilderness? Did they do it at all, or did they do it but on autopilot? This then is the challenge, to ensure that we do have these daily morning and evening devotions to our God and to the Lord Jesus, and that this is not done at all in any spirit of auto reading or auto prayer, sort of automatism that I do automatically.